Hi, it's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But before I get into that, I want to make sure that you know about the big book sale. You buy a copy of my book, I'd Rather Be in the Studio, The Artist's No Excuse Guide to Self-Promotion, from me anytime now until December 17th, and you're going to get 7 bonus gifts along with that. So be sure to check that out. It's at idratherbeinthestudio.com/Santa. So this week's topic is for those of you who use social media, in particular Twitter. If you don't use Twitter, maybe you want to come back to this later, but I know that there are a lot of you out there who are using Twitter and who have questions about using it more effectively. So I've titled today's podcast, Think Before You Tweet. Is your tweet music to the ears of your Twitter followers? Or is it hitting a sour note, contributing to virtual noise pollution? It's easy to tweet about anything you're doing at the moment, but I contend, regardless of what anyone else says, that we don't have a lot of patience for tweets that are too personal, too boring. If you're tweeting to build relationships and business, keep your personal tweets to a minimum. These include, I need to get a haircut, it's snowing, and good morning, Twitter followers. Of course, if all of your followers are friends and family, you're free to ignore this advice. The best tweets are worth retweeting and/or add value to the conversation. Let's look at 5 tweet types. Can I call them twipes? That are more likely to hit a high note with your followers. 1. Informational tweets. These tweets are your way of helping out your followers. You can retweet a link to an upcoming webinar you're attending or an online coupon you came across. You can also tweet a link to an online article that might be of interest to your followers. 2. Entertaining tweets. People love to smile and to laugh. You can provide the fodder for their joviality by tweeting about a funny video or a humorous quote. You could also be funny, and that's good enough to win you lots of followers. If being humorous is in your nature, let your personality shine on Twitter. 3. Inspirational tweets. These are among the most retweeted, at least in my circles. Post a good quote, referencing the source, of course, or make up one of your own. Links to encouraging videos work well, too. 4. Congratulatory tweets. If you really like to make friends on Twitter, mention others' accomplishments in your tweets. Think about it. It's like you're a teacher standing in front of a room full of students and praising one of those students in front of everybody else. Didn't you love it when that happened to you as a child? Well, adults like accolades too. 5. Promotional tweets. This is last on the list because you should be promoting yourself less than 5% of the time on Twitter. For those of us who didn't like math class, that's 1 in 20 tweets. Final word. Remember that Twitter is a social media. What interests people in face-to-face conversation will also interest them on Twitter. You wouldn't walk up to someone at a party and say, "Hi, I had oatmeal for breakfast." That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield. And if you think you might enjoy seeing this in your inbox every Monday morning, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is just an email version of this podcast.